First one, the Facebook owners commit suicide and they close down the site. How do you know who your friends are?
They're pretty much all dead. Every single one of them.
All my friends, they are only Facebook friends. All my friends know where I live. Fuck the real world.
All right.
Is in the real world. I can't remember the last time I got on Facebook.
All of my Facebook friends I have met at some point in my real life. So I know who they are.
I know who my friends are because they're the ones who know where I live.
They're the ones that text me and call me the most.
What the hell? You live with me. Exactly. So you're my friend.
I have no idea. I don't. That's all I know.
Just the people he talks to.
Maybe. My roommates. That's about it.
No. Oh yeah, I'm your roommate. Never mind. Yes, I'm his friend now.
Maybe my contact list in my cell phone. That's about it then.
That's how you rebuild your friend list?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, damn. That's a good one. Because Facebook is like such a, like a massive thing. I think like if Facebook were to like...
Can you eat half the donut?
Yes, I can. This is my homie Charlotte. I've seen your show. This is the radio show. We're dressed up as... I'm the guy called Lizard. She's a stack of money. Somebody's watching me. At least I know. I mean, you know, call Geico.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Call 50 minutes can save you 15% or less on auto insurance. So like if they died, oh my god, like I honestly think
I know.
It would be like just like mass chaos. I mean,
how would you know who your friends are?
The people who honestly see you in person. Because like, okay, in my opinion, people who have Twitter, if they tweet every like 5 minutes, I personally do not need to see you every. I don't need to see you in person. If I know what you're doing every 5 minutes, I don't need to see you. You know what I mean? And the same thing with Facebook, because it kind of mirrors the same thing. Like, you know, you can always do your status updates, but if the people died, I mean, like.
That, why are you talking?
That's the question.
No, I'll ask her in a second.
No, I don't want to be asked.
How would you know your real friends?
People that shit on your birthday. Because it's
oh,
my birthday.
You just dropped my... A girl from IU just dropped my donut.
People that share their donut with you on their birthday.
Oh, she just shared the donut. That's a damn good question. All right, next one. Sorry, I know.
We promote rambling on the show.
I know.
My friends are the people that I see on a regular basis and that I care about on a very emotional level.
Well, we got spirit tattoos. It's on the underside of our arm, and when we're home together, it's a heart, and when the heart's together, it says best friends forever. That's how I know who my friends are.
Oh my god, that's intense. I only have like 3 friends, so I know. I have 500 and I would just keep 3.
But I mean, how do you know who they are?
She's right.
I know I'm in person. So I think
screw
that's
the
good.
Rest of the fake ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just cry in a corner.
Watch out.
I just cry in a corner then. I mean, without Facebook, how do I know who my actual friends are?
I don't have any friends outside of Facebook. I don't know. Julian's here. I've got one friend. I have one friend.
We have one friend together.
I'm pretty sure Gumby's down there.
We have one friend together.
Is that really true? Did that really happen? I don't believe that happened.
I'll just entertain the idea.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I don't know what to say.
You don't have any friends on Facebook.
You know
so.
Who your friends are,
my friends on Facebook aren't really my friends on Facebook. They're not really my friends.
Illinois fight song. I don't know the Illinois fight song. You teach it to me?
No, the IU.
Oh, I don't know Indiana. What is? Are you from IU?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Okay, Obama calls your family to give him an update on his administration. What does he tell them?
Whatever they want to hear.
Any particulars?
I think he would start by saying something very eloquent, but it probably boiled down to fire because my family is very forward and direct with their questions.
Is he telling them about the process of weed and illegalization or legalization?
Legalization
of marijuana.
Oh Jesus!
Because that would be the best thing ever. We could tax it, and we could just totally same thing with prostitution.
Do you understand?
If we
like,
tax
how the government could make if they tax prostitution
oldest.
And
weed, like...
Prostitution is the oldest and longest profession in the world.
Prostitution and marijuana would totally get us out of the recession.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the recession.
Oh, yeah. If they would tax that like they did cigarettes...
We'd be rich.
Yeah.
I've been prostituting for years. I got lots of fucking dough.
Okay, you're such a liar. Your dick is this big, okay? I've heard.
Shit. Oh! I'm gonna go because I'm gonna punch somebody in the face.
Ginger.
Oops.
He tells them, hey, we're doing this, but in reality, as much as I love Obama, I mean, I love him to death, they're not doing it. You know, like, seriously, I love this guy to death, but he gets this, like, public persona that he's super awesome, he's the shit. What's up, girl? They're trying to sell donuts for... Oh, okay. What's the question? Sorry.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't like Obama. I hope he doesn't call me.
He calls you. What is he saying? And what do you say to him?
I say... Can I curse on here?
It's the internet radio show. You can say whatever
fuck
you want.
Him. Fuck him. Tell him to fuck off. Fuck don't call me ever again.
About anything in particular?
Hey,
Reno,
I can't wear this. I can't even tell her to wear this costume.
You can. Yes, you can. That's about it.
He says, "Hey, I know I said what I like to do, and as much as I want to do it, it's harder than you think. I mean, I think a lot of people expect Obama to be like, you know, the shit, but I don't think a lot of people understand how much pressure it is to be president of the most powerful United, you know, country in the world. So." I think give him a break a little, but like whatever he says, just take it because he's a president. And like, whether you vote him for him or not, he's your leader, and you have to just you have to accept it or not. So,
because you get me every time, okay? Because you know what? Listen, I love Obama, so.
Fucking Obama!
Don't say anything about Obama.
You can say whatever you want. It's internet radio.
Say something.
Obama is a nice black president.
He's the only black president. He's the only one.
It's your turn.
No.
We're in the middle of a question. The question was, Obama calls your family to give him an update on his administration. What
every
does he tell
family,
them?
Every family discusses a update on their administration.
And what was it?
It's the same as no administration for the next 200 years. For the past 200 years.
Next question.
Well... He tells me that the administration is in disarray, but he feels like Thanksgiving will be a great time to get together because his mom has cooked a delicious turkey. It's very moist, and luckily that's what we needed. So the moist turkey, it brings us together. So we're good.
What's my family tell him?
No.
Oh no, that's not my family doesn't like Obama.
Well, what were they saying?
And Obama.
Racist.
Not racist.
I was not racist.
What would your family say?
They'd say, "Suck it, Obama."
I got elected because I have a magic wand up my ass who says that I can solve everything. But oh my god, I just discovered that magic wand doesn't solve everything. So now I'm wondering. Who are my real friends, because I can't solve shit?
The world is in peril, but I've got a whole bunch of hope for you. Just let me deal it out of my hope wagon here. You'll get it eventually. I may win the Nobel Peace Prize for it, but I've got a bunch of hope for you.
We're pretty liberal. We're pretty liberal.
We are way liberal. We are obviously way liberal.
Tell lies, I tell you.
I can't answer these questions. These are all false. I'm sorry.
So you get better ones.
We're going to Japan.
I love Obama too much.
We're going to Obama.
Yeah, it's for real.
Breakfast Club is awesome. I've been 21 for 10 years now. I've come here every year. It is the best of any college town. Breakfast Club is awesome.
You're at the grocery store. What foods are labeled poor choices?
String cheese that doesn't string.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna go with string cheese that just fucking comes up in chunks.
Yes!
You want string cheese, you want it in little strings, not in fucking chunks, and then you're just fucked, and you got fucking mozzarella cheese, or it's like shit!
Instead of string cheese.
I like cottage cheese.
She liked it the way the dick tastes.
With apple butter.
With nutter butter.
Especially when it's homemade apple butter.
Okay, yes, I like sucking cock, but that's not the point.
Did you say handmade?
I watched a little, her hand, little fucking little mallet thing go 3/4 of the way in. That's all I gotta say. Her mouth is, she's got a big throat.
Oh, was that
next
her?
Question.
I have a picture. I got a picture.
There's the poor choice flakes. That's always a bad one.
I would have to say that anything inside the outside aisles of the store is probably a bad choice.
Damn it. Fuck. Fucking South Park.
The meat in the clearance department?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be poor choices. String cheese that doesn't string.
I don't know.
That makes me so mad. If you buy string cheese.
Mountain lightning.
String. Granola bars and tampons.
Vegetarian food.
Yeah, I agree with
pork. That. We need meat.
I say pork.
Pork?
Nah, I agree with him.
Pork.
Yeah. Pork spare ribs. Yeah. Pork spare ribs.
We need meat. No vegetarian stuff.
They're stupid.
Cool, I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I do too.
Tostino's Pizza. $1.29 at Walmart. Just for all you motherfuckers who don't know what's up, get two of those. Get two contrasting flavors, maybe like Supreme and a combination.
Yeah. Oh, I remember you.
Is that, no, I didn't, Jenna. I thought I knew her. So you get two, cook them at the same time, and for those who can't see what I'm doing, make a sandwich. So you get both of them back to back. You heard the clap. So you make a sandwich, and you can put whatever in the middle, maybe like some mushrooms, some extra pepperoni, maybe some like extra hamburger you cooked in the middle. That's poor man's food, and it's good.
Anything with an excess of 500 calories
is a mice.
We need a fire department. We got a 1070.
Physical
it matters on numbers
to me, so I don't eat anything with more than 500 calories in one serving. Time. So that's a smart choice.
You want to prove your point? You're at the wrong time.
Listen, I'm all about physical fitness. I think being thin is very important. I used to be very fat, but he was my roommate freshman year. He was my roommate freshman year, and I've lost like about 60 pounds. So anything with over 500 calories in one serving, don't eat it. You're going to be fat. You're going to be so fat. Look at the calories. Look at the calories from fat. Please. Please, no fat America. No fat America. I want more questions.
Pomegranate. Most tomatoes, because tomatoes are terrible, if nobody knows that by now. Foods low in salt, nobody likes those either. I like the foods high in cholesterol and high in salt, because those are healthy for you. They help you build strong muscle mass. Pretty much anything that's not fried chicken is terrible for you. That's all I can say.
Oh my god, that's too good for us. We really like food, and we really like the grocery store. Bok choy! Because we bought it and now we don't know what the fuck to use it with. And so that's a problem. So that's a poor choice. And half the fat mint chocolate chip. Half the fat mint chocolate chip ice cream was the worst thing I've ever eaten. That's a bad choice. That's bad. Get the real stuff. Yep, that's my answer. Yes. Bok choy and mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Half fat.
Half fat. That's important. We're getting interviewed.
Do you have any others?
I just go along with what she picks in the grocery store.
All of them.
Anything except for alcohol at this point, because I'm pretty drunk.
I just follow around the fat chicks and buy whatever they buy, because they know how to eat. Those chicks know how to eat.
Attaboy, Jim.
Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, Comedy Central, NPR, Bloomberg, and CNN are banned from reporting. That's how do you get your news?
Al Jazeera? I don't know. I tend to find my news from, a lot of different sources, so... What?
Porn sites. Yeah.
I often find porn sites are slanted towards the conservative wing of the political party, actually. I'm also drunk.
Dear God.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I don't watch TV either.
You sit there and you make fun of DePaul because they all fucking swallow.
Wait, we're too cheap to pay for cable, so we just... And we don't really care. We watch Hulu because Hulu rocks.
Yeah. All right. The Onion and YouPorn.com get together and to distribute news through porn and The Onion. Period.
P.S. DePaul swallows.
No, I like Fox.
The internet. The internet.
Fox. I the like internet. Fox.
They got banned as well.
My dad told me to like Fox.
Firehouse.com. I'm a firefighter. That's why I said that.
My dad's in the mafia. And he
it really
it's
is
awesome.
It really
so
is.
I go online. Yeah, I'd be like, my dad's in the mafia. This is his name. Can't
it,
say
it. Really is.
I can't say
lie.
It. And I'd be like, my dad's his name. And he'd be like, all right.
What about the news?
I don't know.
I'm 21. I like Glenn Beck.
Go horse!
Yeah!
All right, let's go. Thank you very much.
Go horse! Go horse!
So the same news question.
I like Rush.
Myrtle, let's go.
I don't have an answer.
That's a hard question again.
I have no idea. I can't think that hard right now.
Why did you just say, where would you get your news?
Google News, is that an answer?
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. I can't.
But there's no right or wrong. You can get from people on the street,
Yahoo.
From your friends.
I just get off Facebook. Is Facebook
they're still? Dead. Yeah, Facebook is gone
they're
still.
Dead.
Yahoo News.
Yahoo. Say Yahoo.
I don't use Yahoo News.
I guess I just use my friends.
Well... I think how so many people are like dependent on like the media. I think people don't just walk enough, you know, like just walk around and like it. Sure, it doesn't have to be, you know, national news. I think if you know like what's affecting your like you locally, you know, what I mean, like okay, maybe there's a barricade like right now, and obviously nobody's using it. If there's a barricade, okay, that's gonna affect me locally, and then I mean like I don't care if there's a barricade in fucking Seattle, Washington. Why would I give a shit about that? You know, like, I think if you just were to walk around and observe what's going on, I think a lot more people would be better off, in my opinion. Just, like, walk around, observe your surroundings, stop taking fucking technology for granted, for one. So what, you got a cell phone? You don't have to text that person 2 seconds after you get it. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. That shit is stupid.
I don't. Listen, I honestly, I know it sounds really bad, but the way I get my news is from Bill Maher on Real Time.
Where is the news? It's from the Skyway. Isn't he been enough?
Give me
ass
give me
news?
A moment. Can I talk? I think Bill Maher, as like controversial as he may be, I think he is very relevant and he has a very strong viewpoint. And I think it's oftentimes very correct. And people dismiss it because he's a comedian and like that's what his show is. But I think his viewpoint is very strong, and I think it is from a very intellectual point of view. And I think if more people watched Real Time with Bill Maher, they would have a more informed viewpoint.
I'd be super depressed because I love NPR. NPR is probably one of my favorite things ever. If they all stop reporting,
they're banned.
Well, I think the question is, why are they banned? Well, why in the first place would NPR be banned? They're like the most, well, they're pretty liberal. Hey, fuck you! fuck the Fighting Illini, by the way. They're busted show, but I flipped them off, and they flipped me off, but I flipped them off back. Go Bullers, Bullers up. Sorry.
Fine.
Dang, Discover card. So wait, what's the question? I'm sorry again.
Oh my god. You, apparently! This is good.
This is updating us.
I don't know how, but
how do we get our news?
Facebook, but if Facebook. The owners
no, they're
died,
dead. Yeah, it's shut down.
People.com. People.com. We like the tabloid news. What else? People.com.
TMZ.
VH1. Bret Michaels. We love Bret Michaels. We do.
Yes.
That's it. That's how I get my news. I'm talking to people like you.
Yes, you update us.
I probably go to Fark.com. Fark.com tells me most of the things I need to know. Fox News hasn't given me a reliable source in years, so yeah, I can't say too much good about that. So, internet will help me out. Yeah.
Do you say MSN?
MSNBC.
I'd go with Yahoo News and the Colbert Report.
Comedy Central was banned too.
Comedy Central may be banned, but the Colbert Report may never be banned.
Are the Facebook owners still dead?
They're still dead.
Shit. I'm not going to get any news. Fuck that. I'm wearing a Snuggie, so I don't really need any news. I could just hang out all day and stay snuggly warm.
Can you give me your website once?
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Jerry Springer style or me style?
Whatever you got, both.
Final thoughts. Make your own decisions. Find your own news. Make your own path. That's it.
Excellent. Final thoughts?
Drink more beer. Or screwdriver if that's your thing. Either one.
I said this 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks, I don't know. But fuck sluts. One more time. Fuck sluts.
No, nothing. Thank you.
Nothing, I guess. It's a hard
final
hard.
Thoughts. What's been going on this morning?
It's been awesome.
Yes.
We were
where else is the best bar so far that I've been at?
Out of two, yeah, it's the best.
Lots of partying, lots of dancing. It was a good time.
It was. I agree with him. It's getting gray out, but I don't feel like your personality has to become gray. It's just you gotta become more excited about life. There's orange and white barriers out here. The white represents the purity of life, and the orange represents how life's worth fighting for. And I feel like everybody needs to learn that it's worth fighting for. Everybody just needs to know about that.
Final thoughts. I don't have one. I wish I did. I don't want to like say something to embarrass myself. I'm sure I embarrassed myself last time.
Oh no, no, you did fine.
Okay.
No one knows who you are. It's just
final
voice.
Thoughts. I think that, you know what? Optimism gets you the farthest in life. And it's the same thing when it comes to, get out of my face. When it comes to economics, foreign policy, everything. If you're always optimistic, it may be very hard to do. If you're optimistic, it gets you farther. I honestly think that. And I think that's why Obama, that's why he won his presidency. He was optimistic. And that's why he won. That's why he still has the popularity that he does, because he's very optimistic. Stop. I'm sorry. This is my time.
That's all.
So my final thought is America, the world, everyone, just be optimistic. Because you know what? It could be worse, but it doesn't make it any better to think negatively. Just be optimistic.
Final thoughts? I have no final thoughts. Fuck the free world. 313.
I have three words for you. Yes, just three.
I love this. This is the best part of my day.
Can we take a picture with you?
I don't have a camera.
We do.
Yeah, sure.
V, take our picture.
This is a great
What's
interview.
What's your name?
Zach.
Oh my God, his name is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Oh my God.
Awesome. We're going to XXX.
XXX. It gave me heartburn last time, but I'll take it. It's worth it.
Just got school.
Hello.
Hello.
DePaul Swallows.
If I was worried about it, I would tell you.
DePaul Swallows.
It's a game. Final thoughts.
What?
Final thoughts.
Final Fox.
Final thoughts.
What is Fox?
Thoughts.
Thoughts. Equals MC squared.
Go away.
Oh Lord. At least.
I think that everybody should spay and neuter their animals because the pet overpopulation is way too fucking ridiculous. So if everybody spayed and neutered the animals, we would prevent so many litters of unwanted puppies and kittens. It would be awesome. Because I don't like getting up at night at 3 a.m. to feed kittens because it sucks. And it would just be awesome if people would spay and neuter. I'm serious. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. I have like four foster dogs and three of my own, and it's tough.
It's a lot of dogs.
It is, and it's not, but it is, because if people would just spay and neuter their animals, we wouldn't have this problem. So if people would spay and neuter their animals, that would be awesome. So what was his name? The guy off of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak?
No. What was the guy off of Wheel of Fortune? The one that was... No.
Yes.
He said spay and neuter your animals.
No, that's not
Wheel of Fortune. That's,
that is...
Price is Right.
Bob Barker.
That's right. Bob Barker has it right. Spay and neuter your animals and we'll be good.
Bob Barker has
it right. What do you think about spaying and neutering your animals?
I think it's a form of genital mutilation.
So, say by the bell.
I think if you are a qualified breeder and you actually do the health test on your animals before you breed them, then that's okay. But if you're just breeding your dog with the neighbor's dog, it's shit.
I still believe it's a form of genital mutilation.
I still think that they should spay and neuter everything. Unless you do... I'm sorry.
Just animals?
Yes. Animals. Yes.
What about humans?
Humans, okay.
You can't even compare humans to animals. They're completely...
Okay. But listen.
Except for pledges or goats.
I think that humans should be spayed and neutered too, just because the world is so overpopulated. And there are some people that should just not proliferate. I really think that.
You won't go get your tube side.
I would volunteer.
I will get my tube side because I don't want any children. There are too many unwanted children and too many unwanted animals in the world.
Because there are so many animals, we can have our fun when she gets her tube side.
Final thoughts?
Okay. There are far, like, if you have one cat that's unspayed or unneutered, do you realize how many animals that are going to proliferate from that?
She has her tube tied. Let's all go.
There's
going to
be 1,000 animals from that one that you did not spay or neuter.
Tubes tied. We're going to go have fun.
If we did get our tube tied, then we could have sex and it would be awesome. So we're into the room about birth control or condoms, which suck ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, I have this. Okay, you can feel it.
The bars.
I just got this implant. It's awesome.
Wabash College.
It means no children for 3 years. You want to feel it?
No, I'm familiar with it.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Of course.
I can see the scab up there.
It's right there. I just got it last week.
Right?
They can get it.
So it's like your tube's tied in your arm.
Kind of, yeah. Exactly. Are you really recording?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think everyone's the same. Doesn't matter what your skin color is.
What the...
Yes, I am listening to a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
What's it called?
It's a show hosted by Zach. What the hell's up with that? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill? Hosted by Zach?
Zach's the man.
Zach is the man, and he's asking the questions like it's not even a plan.
There you go.
Got a bachelor's degree. Not worth a shit. I'd go learn how to weld, learn a trade, you know, be worthwhile. Wearing freaky glasses and carrying a microphone, I'm not sure what that does for society.
Oh, wait. Three more letters, USA, apparently.